Chapter 11. When Jeff's headlights swept across the trailer windows, Nicole felt her racing heart steady for the first time since she'd swung the shovel. He'd come. Of course he'd come. Their embrace was brief but fierce, his arms solid and sure around her. No false tenderness here, no practiced affection, just raw understanding and shared purpose. "You okay?" he whispered against her hair. "Better now," she answered and meant it. They worked methodically, moving in sync like they'd rehearsed this 1,000 times. Jeff handled the heavy lifting while Nicole scrubbed, her movements precise and thorough. The bleach stung her nostrils, but she welcomed the harsh smell. It was honest, unlike Philip's expensive cologne that still lingered in the air. Jeff paused, looking at her with eyes that had always seen her, really seen her, even when she'd forgotten how to see herself. "We'll sell his car across state lines, make it look like a robbery gone wrong." Their burner phone sat side by side on the trailer's counter, their only connection to each other these past months of planning. Their real phones were safe at home, establishing their alibis through Netflix autoplay and preset smart home routines. The night wore on. They cleaned every surface twice, then three times. Nicole's arms ached, but she welcomed the pain. It was real, unlike the picture-perfect marriage she'd maintained for so long. "Almost done," Jeff said softly, touching her shoulder as he passed. His hand lingered a moment longer than necessary, and Nicole leaned into the contact. How different his touch was from Philip's. No manipulation, no hidden agenda. As they made their final sweep, Nicole caught Jeff watching her in the dim light. "We should go," she said finally, surveying their work. "Separate cars, separate routes." Jeff nodded, but neither moved toward the door. In the silence, cricket songs filtered through the thin walls. Philip's temporary resting place lay just beyond the trailer's shadow. Nicole and Jeff stood in the clearing, their eyes yearning with years of unspoken feelings finally surfacing. They could finally be free to acknowledge what had always existed between them, even if they had to wait till well after Philip's funeral to act on it. But Jeff wanted Nicole now. He gave her a look, then took her hand. She knew what that look meant. He led her to his truck, her heart beating wildly the entire way. She watched as he popped the door to open the bed. She lifted her shirt over her head in response as he stepped out of his dirty jeans. After she slipped down her pants and panties in one swoop, he hoisted her naked body up on top of the truck bed. She laid back, legs wide open, and Jeff leaned down to feast on her no longer forbidden treasure like it was his last meal. Nicole's moans of pleasure filled the open air. She was so loud that if there was a neighbor nearby, they surely would have heard her. But in this moment, Nicole didn't give a fuck. The orgasm Jeff's tongue was building within her was about to unleash 8 years' worth of anguish over marrying the wrong man. 8 years she had suffered because of Philip, while Jeff had been standing right in front of her the whole time. Heat grew in the pit of her belly, and she called out his name as his tongue brought her to heights of ecstasy she'd never reached with her former husband. After she climaxed, Jeff gave her a few moments of rest before he climbed up onto the truck's bed. Nicole scooted back, ready for more. Her body began heating back up as he lowered himself on top of her. When he entered her, she gasped, still not used to his size or girth. Not only did he pleasure her better than Philip, he was much bigger too. Soon Nicole's moans filled the atmosphere once again as the truck rocked under their passionate lovemaking. They continued their wild and scandalous rendezvous until they were both satisfied. When they finished, tired and spent, they moved on with the next part of their plan.